It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, man? This is your boy Tony Wiggins here with another edition of Locked On Jaguars here on a Wednesday on game week as the NFL season is about to open for the Jaguars on Sunday. Opens tomorrow, the Bucks and the Cowboys as they get it on Thursday night. I got a lot to talk to you about today. As always, you know, I'm always trying to break it down and give you all of the information that you need. I do need to tell you this, though. The NFL Locked On Preview. You got to check that out because today's the last day it's going to be able to run. It's basically the fact that the season started already and no one's on this stuff like the Locked On Podcast Network. And we teamed up with our friends over at Odyssey with Ross Tucker and Jason Lockenfora. The ultimate season preview right now, the feed is on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So tune in. It started last week and it ends today. So you guys can be able to check that out. It's a great show. Yours truly is also on that show. So you're absolutely going to love it. What I'm going to get into today is this. To start or not to start? What I mean when I say to start or not to start? Well, there's a little bit of debate based on the depth chart that has been released by the Jaguars. A little bit of the debate about who should be starting at safety, whether it's Andre Sisko or the one we so affectionately call Dewey, who has been listed number one on the depth chart. And it was like Wingard or Sisko. And most people believe that Sisko is going to be the guy that they run out there. There's an overwhelming belief, by the way, that he should be the starter. I'm going to tell you why I'm a little bit hesitant or indifferent to that. Because I have another one that to me is more glaring. And what that one is that start is the fact that I believe Jahad Ward, we affectionately call him Howdy, should be starting at Sam linebacker ahead of Kalavon Chaisson. I'll talk about it in segment two, because what it is not going to be is a bash Kalavon session. That's not what it is. It's just that the other guys look better, whether it be practice or games. You've seen it. You've seen the energy. You've seen the enthusiasm. So why not go ahead and play him now? And I'll throw a little bit of a mulligan for those that want to bash Kalavon at the second year of his career. I don't think that's necessary. And I'm going to give you some examples of some guys who are just like that, that you love on having your team right now. Third segment, throughout all of this stuff in the preseason, what was one big gaffe? You know, everything else, like some things have been fixable, right? Like the hiring of the strength and conditioning coach, boom, they let him go and everybody moved on. But there's something else that kind of irks me about a certain position and a certain player. When you add it up and you do a little bit of deductive reasoning and kind of look at the whole picture, it's a head scratcher. And it must be something going on that we don't know about. So I'll discuss that too in segment three. But back to segment one right now. This Dewey Wingard versus Andre Sisko deal. So if the coaching staff doesn't start Andre Sisko, they have a reason. Now, whether we agree with that reason or not is the other part of this equation. But first of all, you have to know what the reason is before you can decide whether or not you can agree with it. But we're going to speculate, and that's what I'm going to do here, which I really hate doing, but I'm going to do it for the sake of the show and for the sake of us just having this discussion. Andre Sisko, had he not been injured in college, would have been a first-round pick. Facts. Andre Sisko looks healthy right now. Facts. Has Andre Sisko made up the time, and you have to be able to figure this out, has he made up the time that he's been away? Imagine if he was still at Syracuse right now. He would probably be back in the starting lineup. But if you asked him honestly if he was himself, he was back to 100%, is he right where he was before? He might tell you physically, yeah, but I got to get my legs under me a little bit and I got to get my, you know, my awareness back up real quick so that everything's become second nature. And that would be a perfectly acceptable reason for him to say, I am, but I'm not, because I've been away. And whenever you take a break, boom, you have to get back right. Now, add this in. He's not at Syracuse. He's in the NFL, which is already an adjustment in and of itself from guys going from college to pro. So now maybe there's two learning curves here at play. One, that he has to get his legs back and get his eyes back and make sure everything's super instinctive. And two, learning the speed of the NFL. And three, learning a new defense. And the position that he happens to play, which is in the middle of the field, because Rashawn Jenkins is going to hang around the line and he's going to be floating in and out. And I think he might lead the league in tackles or lead the team in tackles. And I've heard from one or two players that said that they think he's their best player on defense. So when you add all of that in, having him in center field, pretty much, even though he's not really single high, they kind of split. The propensity for him or the thought that he might give up big plays is really a detriment, because big plays are sudden and they change the game. He's at a position where you really, really can't afford to make a mistake. Or you could dominate a game and make two mistakes and the team is right there in the game because of those big plays. We also don't take into consideration, maybe in their talks with him privately, he doesn't quite understand everything. And I don't know if that's the case or not. It could be a combination of everything that I'm talking about. But there's a reason Wingard is starting over him. And maybe it's because, even though the coaching staff doesn't believe Wingard is better, they believe Wingard provides an opportunity for them to not make the biggest mistake. So perhaps Wingard doesn't make the plays that Cisco can make, but perhaps the thing is he doesn't give up the play that Cisco might give up too, because he has two different things that he's working against trying to get himself back in the football playing mode. The guy hasn't played an active game since halfway through last season, and that was in college. I wonder if people's trepidation about Wingard isn't so much about Andre Cisco starting as it is that is about that they probably were all shocked that Wingard even made the team. I don't even know if we're having this discussion if Jarrett Wilson had made the team and was listed as the starter, or Jones or Thomas or one of those veterans. I don't even think we're having this discussion, because everybody would know that Andre Cisco, the third round pick out of Syracuse, would be the future at free safety. But right now, I think it's two things. I think folks are overlooking the fact that maybe they don't want to rush Andre Cisco, while being caught up in the fact that everyone has this disdain for Dewey Wingard as a safety because of what they have actually seen him do or not be able to accomplish in the other defense run by Todd Wash. I just want you guys to ponder that for a minute, because yesterday I came to a conclusion that was not the biggest personnel depth chart issue that I didn't understand. I'm going to tell you when we continue to show in segment two, the one that I thought was a no-brainer, bigger conversation that should have been had. And I'll do it in just a second here on the Wednesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as football teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website and use your mobile device or your laptop to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus when you use the promo code Locked On. Now, be sure to take advantage of the opening day super promo, meaning make a bet on the Thursday game between the Bucks and the Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using the promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. The promo code is Locked On. we're going to keep rolling along here on a Wednesday, on a hump day. So we were talking about Andre Cisco and Dewey Wingard being on the depth chart with Wingard listed as a starter. Cisco listed as an or. And I know everybody's excited about Cisco because people think he was a bargain. But factor in the things that I told you about the injuries and then getting used to the game and then how important that position is on defense because it's like the last line of defense. And you can play well all game and give up two. That's like, really, I'm telling you what it's like. It's like having a mid reliever who absolutely throws the slowest fastball you ever want to see. And you have this great starter and a great closer. And you need this guy to throw two pitches. And Giancarlo Stanton and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. are the two guys he has to throw it to. I'm not saying that Cisco is a bad middle reliever. What I'm saying is, if there's a thing that has to do with inexperience and him getting back into playing mode because he's been out so long and adjusting to a new level, he happens to just play a position where you could give up two dingers and lose the game. A position that doesn't happen is at Sam linebacker opposite Josh Allen. So now we're going to get into the one that I thought was the biggest no-brainer of them all, and that is that Jihad Ward should be a starter opposite Josh Allen when this season starts. But he's not listed there. It's Ka'Lavon Chaisson, the second-year player, first-round draft pick out of LSU. This is not a bash Ka'Lavon Chaisson session because that's not what we're going to do here. But as you watch the preseason and the reports that came out of practice, and also my eyes and my vision when I saw at practice, Jihad Ward was one of the three or four best players on this defense with his energy, with his IQ, with his size, with his ability to get into the backfield. He looks like a guy who was going to start, right? I don't think anybody can deny that. And it's not just because he does great interviews. It's not because he has a great personality. It's because of what you see. And it's also not against Ka'Lavon because of what we all did not see last year. I'm not going to do that. But while he's improved, he's still not quite there. So now let me give you this caveat to why I want you to know that this is not a bash Ka'Lavon session. The difference between what I'm saying about Cisco and Dewey Wingard and the difference between this is this. A lot of people want Cisco to start for two reasons, because of what they hope he can do and they believe he can do, not what they've seen, and because what they've seen Dewey Wingard do in the past and what they know that he's not capable of, right? Without factoring in that the defense has actually changed. Because if that's the case, why didn't they keep Jarrett Wilson on the team? Maybe Wingard beat him out too. This is more of what I've actually seen Jihad Ward do, not just this year, but last year in Baltimore in the exact same defense. And not what I'm hoping Ka'Lavon can do. I'm going with what is proven to me and what I want on the field, as opposed to what I hope and wish for because of a guy's draft position and his apparent athleticism that's obvious to everybody. What I have seen in the preseason from Jihad Ward was better than what I saw from Ka'Lavon Chaisson. What I know that Jihad Ward knows about this defense is he knows about like the back of his hand. And if Joe Cullen didn't like him, he would not have gone out of his way to bring him here and sign him here to come play for him. He probably stood on the table for him and said, we got to have him. The other part is this. The book isn't done with Ka'Lavon Chaisson. And I know everybody wants to sit here and think that that's what this is all about. I'm not. So we can go ahead and get this out of the way. The Jaguars traded two first round picks and some other stuff for Jalen Ramsey. Right now, your result is Ka'Lavon Chaisson and Travis Etienne, who's out for the year for injury. And it's not his fault. And it's tragic, but we never got to see him as a rookie. And in the league we live in, and we dwell in the league that we love, everybody sits here and wants this always to be about instant gratification. Because while Jalen is a first-team All-Pro and is a top 15-ranked player in the league, we haven't gotten the results yet from that deal. And sometimes that can be a little bit annoying. But let me give you something about Kalavon. I'm going to give you two names right now. Three names of guys who were drafted as players that are similar to his size or play his same position that actually didn't get their flowers immediately. One of them's Haason Reddick, who's now in Carolina, who folks are raving about. And I actually read an article yesterday that it seems like the light sort of came on for him. Another is Bud Dupree, who's in our division, who plays for the Titans, who played for Pittsburgh for a number of years. However, if you go back and look at Bud Dupree's first 2 years, there were folks with rumbling saying that he wasn't earning his money. And he was just all right. But he wasn't worth what the Pittsburgh Steelers paid for him. And then the last couple of years, he really came on, and then he got hurt. The third one is a guy named Shaquille Barrett. I want you to go back and look at Shaquille Barrett and his years in Denver as a backup, and then his years in Denver as a guy who was opposite Von Miller. They could have re-signed Shaquille Barrett and just kept moving and signed somebody else with a top four pick, but they didn't. They drafted Bradley Chubb. Shaquille Barrett then was just let go. Free, clears a bird, and then he goes to Tampa and he has like 18, 19 sacks. And now he's a top 100 player, and he's also a Super Bowl champion. So the book isn't closed on Kalavon developing. But we have to get rid of this thinking that it has to be today, it has to be right now. It would be cool if it was, because it would let them know that they don't really need to address that position further. But we need to stop thinking that we got to give up on guys too quickly. And we need to also stop thinking that every criticism means that we think that a guy is an absolute bust, where maybe he just needs a little bit more time to be developed. He's played out of position as a rookie. And maybe now the act right that he's being given from the coaches and the staff and the training is what he needed that he did not get last year. So we can be patient with him. We can be patient. But at the same time, right now, today, I think Jihad Ward gives you the best chance to win. And there's nothing wrong with Kalavon being in a rotation. That's great. Be in a rotation and make some plays. These guys do that around the league all the time. And not having that added pressure on you actually might help you find yourself a little bit. So I think that's a bigger deal to me than the one at safety. I'm going to tell you what bewilders me, and I want you to think about and factor in everything that I just told you. I'm going to tell you something that absolutely bewilders me, and to me, it may be the biggest gaffe so far in the preseason for the Jaguars, and it's an absolute head-scratcher for me, and it involves the tight end position. These are the hard discussions we're going to have. We're going to do it here on a Wednesday on Locked On Jaguars. I want to tell you about DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together. That's right. I love when they say get it together. I tell people all the time to get it together. But if this sounds familiar, you've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's cousin's girlfriend's login for the good stuff. What I don't want to tell you about anything else today but one thing, and it's a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no actual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices are needed and required, and content varies by package. Speaking of packages, Built Bar has 9 beautifully delicious packaged protein bars in every box. What's your favorite Built Bar? You got to have one by now. You guys know that mine is the salted caramel. And I have a secondary that my go-to is the raspberry. But when you talk to a Built Bar fan, man, they're definitely passionate about what their favorites are, because there's something for everyone. You guys know that I'm all over that salted caramel because of the contrast of the salt and the caramel. Now, most of the flavors have 17 or 18 grams of protein, between 130 and 180 calories, depending on which one you get. only 4 grams of sugar in some, maybe five in another, and 4 or 5 net grams of carbs, but they have 9 delicious flavors that are all covered in 100% chocolate. Order today and get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off of your first order of Built Bars. Use that promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Make sure you go to @bar_built on Twitter to keep up with all the news of this great, great Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. All right, man, we're going to roll along here on a short third segment, as we always do on Locked On Jaguars. I thank you always. This is Tony Wiggins, your daily podcast, reminding you that this show is free on all platforms. If you watch the video on YouTube or if you catch it wherever you get your podcasts, you never have to pay for Locked On. You never have to pay for any Locked On whatever show. It's always available to you for free on all platforms. And please, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe and the like button so we continue to bring this great content and spread this stuff around a little bit. All right, so we were talking about the positions, started to start or not to start. Now we got to talk about the one blunder that I never understood. We're talking about Cisco coming back from injury. Walker Little was a kid that they drafted who came back from injury. So it means that the Jaguars were confident in their ability to put people in a strength and conditioning program once it was implemented, and to be able to positively move forward, which means when former third round pick Josh Oliver was let go as soon as Urban took over the team, I wonder where he got the information from that he needed to do that and that he couldn't help this kid the way he helped the kids that he drafted who didn't even play last year. The Jaguars drafted, I think, 3 guys that didn't play last year, right? 2 because of injury and accommodation of injury and opt out. And then I think one other kid just opted out. I think J2 Failey just opted out. They signed some people that have had injury history. Philip Dorsett, who they're trying to depend on a little bit. They've had some guys who are banged up. I think Duke Johnson has had some injuries and some leg injuries and some tissue injuries, and he's now on the practice squad, and most people think that at some point he's going to be on the active roster. Why did they let go of Josh Oliver? Why did they let him go? And it's the weakest position on the football team. Why did they let him go without trying to run him through their strength and conditioning program at a position where they had obvious holes? The same position where they gave Tim Tebow, a guy who had not played football in 8 years and a guy who'd never played tight end, a tryout. You wonder why I'm asking you this now? Well, because Josh Oliver actually made the 53-man roster for the Baltimore Ravens. That's why. And the Baltimore Ravens are a team that's loaded at tight end. And not only are they loaded at tight end, but if we give them credit for the way that they play defense, saying that we want to play defense like them, they also do a pretty good job at developing and always seeming to have a pass catcher at the tight end position. So if a team that's very adept at developing, recognizing, and stocking that position trade you a conditional 6th or 7th round pick for Josh Oliver, and he makes their roster, he makes their 53 after a really good preseason, you mean to tell me he wasn't good enough to make yours at a position where you primarily don't have very much? At a position where you let Tim Tebow come in here for 3, 4, 5 weeks and try out for the team at a position he'd never played and hadn't played football for 8 years. And if I get one more tweet from someone saying, well, they just wanted to sell merchandise and tickets, you do realize that any ticket that they sold because of Tim Tebow, by him not being on the team, people can cancel their tickets. This is about the dumbest thing anybody could ever say to me. That $1 billion organization is going to bring one guy in just so they can sell 10,000 jerseys or shirts that don't have any value or worth whatsoever at this moment. Y'all bugging. Doesn't work that way. Just admit that this was a mistake. Just admit it doesn't make sense. It makes absolutely no sense that a guy that this team had already drafted can go to a team that is known for having tight ends that can produce, that has a guy that they just gave a 4-year, $60 million extension in Mark Andrews just the other day. So it ain't like they're starving for tight ends, because they never are. It's more difficult to make the team at a position where that team is known to always have players. And it's always, they always got somebody. You ain't just walking in there. They can find a tight end because they always seem to have two or three of them. And he makes that team, but you don't make it where the team didn't really have one or maybe two at all, that's starving for a tight end who can catch passes. At some point, someone has to answer for this and say, no, you better hope that kid doesn't catch 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. Because it's going to look crazy when the Jaguars are struggling at the tight end position, knowing that they let Tim Tebow come in here and try out for the team, and that they brag about a strength and conditioning program, and that they actually drafted guys who were injured when they picked them. And you couldn't keep a guy who was already in house at your worst position because he was hurt 2 years in a row on freak injuries, by the way. He broke his foot in practice, and he pulled his hamstring. He tore his hamstring 1 year, and the next year he broke a bone in his foot after he worked extremely hard. So what was it and who was it that gave Urban Meyer this information that they had to get rid of Josh Oliver? I don't know, man, but I tell you what I do know. And what I do know is, before you go make your bets, you need to listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and expert Lee Sterling, as they talk about all of the bets, the good beats, the bad beats, the games that should be won and the games that are favorite, that shouldn't be favorite, and the lock of the week. Check that out, and then go to betonline.ag, who sponsors that show, and make your bets. The Locked On Bets podcast can be found everywhere you get your podcast, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow. When you hear me tomorrow, there'll be a game on tomorrow night that actually counts, and we'll go ahead and do a crossover and a preview with those fools from Houston, my two buddies from Locked On Texans. We'll do a joint show and a crossover as we bring you the first crossover episode of the year. All right, man, I'm Tony Wiggins. Do what I always say. Kind of take care of each other. We'll see you tomorrow here on Locked On Jaguars. And as always, we thank you for joining us.